Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's all about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound, and offering both hope and help for men. And in the studio with me today, the one, the only, from the campsite, got off his horse. I got Duke in the studio with me today. Good to have you, brother.
It is really good to be here. Thank you.
All right. And no, he didn't just get off his horse. I'm just saying that because he is a horseman.
No, but I'm preparing to get on him. I went my 90-day check since my back surgery.
And
he says, hey, you can get bucked off and you're not going to break what I did.
So all right. Like, okay. Everything else might break.
Yeah, that there you go. That part will stay secure, yes.
I'm sure that...
So I'm anxious to get
to
back on.
Yes. So maybe the this weekend he might... you both might just enjoy a little ride.
Yep.
Well, anyway, we've got a topic today. How do you know when you've arrived? Just stick around. You'll understand more about what we're going to talk about as you listen in. But in the meantime, we always like to kind of kick things off. Bam! With a little encouragement for you guys, and you're an encourager, and any encouragement that you comes to mind of of stirring the guys up about
always
I know,
and it's
silly
based
question.
On it's same as today's radio show. I'm prompted by real experience, what's happening today, and probably the greatest encouragement I could share now is the revelation in when you see a man who gets it, I guess you could say, where he's been seeking God for whatever reason that is, and he comes to you in this giddy kind of form of, I get it. I've read that page 10 times, but this time it jumped out at me. That kind of, and I kind of call it like a crossover point. And so I'm encouraged with one guy comes to mind right now. A couple of months ago, totally broken guy. Had a belief system, have parents that are believers, was not really engaged in following God, went to church. Then he ran into a problem in his relationship due to an addiction, and it all came. So he did the right thing in that he sought counsel from other men.
Yes.
He became more engaged than he hadn't been. And it's only been about 60 days, and just in the last couple of days, you could see this guy, like, he's like, I get it now.
Yes.
And he's finding peace in the midst of a storm.
Yes.
And that was so confusing for him, as it is for a lot of the listeners, to say, okay, what's up with that, welcome the fiery trials kind of scripture?
Yeah, I'm not into James yet.
Yeah. but here's a guy that, and I just... It's so encouraging to see that happen in a man's life,
right?
Where he really is. He said, "Okay, I'm gonna go with this, and I'm gonna seek this." And I see around me other men that are telling me this is a good path to travel.
Yes,
not an easy path, but a good path. So that's the encouragement. This guy, just the last couple of days, I've just felt this. I don't know, this warmth of like where I'd sit back after talking to him and just go, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that work in him.
A big part of that is in when we are giving away what we've received freely, giving it away freely to someone else, and then when you see the light bulb go on, okay, it may not be right away, but you see it within a short period of time, that light bulb goes on, and all of a sudden it's like something connected, just like what you're talking about. And it's like, wow. It's just like having two wires that are bent away from each other that all of a sudden they get connected, and it's like, whoa, look at this. And that is very encouraging. Our faith increases, and it's not about us. It's not about us doing it. We know that it's the Holy Spirit working through us to be able to reach those individuals. You know, I love it how Paul talks about that. He says, Apollos, you know, I water or I plant the seed, Paul says, and he says, Apollos waters it, but God is the increase.
Yeah.
He is the one that does the work. He is the one that makes it all happen. You know, we can stir a lot of things up, but we don't make it work. He does. And when we acknowledge that, he loves that. Then he continues to give us more and more to do. But it does. It increases. Everyone's blessed. Everyone's blessed. The giver and the receiver, you know. So it's a good thing. So there's your encouragement, brothers. Don't hold back on stuff that you've already experienced in the past. No matter where you are in your walk today with Christ, you know what? There is opportunity of drawing closer to him at any given time. All you have to do is just seek him. So go from there.
What wisdom? You mean all I have to do is seek, knock, door will be open?
That's the one. And if you hear a door knocking, just open it up.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Well, we have a topic today that kind of goes along this line, in a sense, is that, and why don't you kind of kick it in a little bit of how you came up with this?
Well, again, it's from what I see, what I'll call real time, real experience today. I mean, we get a lot of wisdom and direction from the ancients, you know, the direction of Scripture, the God-breathed word and all that. But we live so much in the moment that's where I recognize most, I guess. And one of the things that I've been seeing, and this guy that we just talked about in the encouragement is the guy that kind of prompted this, because he asked me just a couple of days ago. He says, when do you arrive? And I says, well, what do you mean? He says, well, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm meeting with other men, and I'm seeking counsel and all that. And he says, and I feel the healing, and yeah. He says, I really feel like I'm on the right wagon train here, kind of deal, versus his previous life. But I think he was contemplating, how long are you in battle? When do you get to rest?
Exactly.
And it's so individual for each one of us.
Yes.
So that kind of prompted this, because I had to respond to that. And really my response to him was, you know, I don't know that there's any place in Scripture that says, okay, you can check that off your list. You're done, okay?
Yes.
You just mastered forgiveness. Or, you know, lust never comes into your mind anymore, okay? That kind of thing. So in a way, I delivered to him my perspective based on what I know about Scripture. Even as I'm holding on to my coffee cup when I met with him that night, and it says, good morning, this is God. I will be handling all your problems today.
Yes.
It doesn't say, hi, this is God. You'll be arriving today.
Yeah.
You know, we find these scriptures of, we talked about the armor of God in Ephesians and why that encouragement is there. Why there's the encouragements in James 1:2-4 that says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
Mm-hmm.
It's that backwards thing. So in a way, Raul, I wanted to tell him the truth.
Right.
But I didn't want to break him down.
Yeah.
Because he was already feeling a little worn out.
Sure.
Encouraged.
Right.
But worn out. And I guess like all of us that are in a battle or whatever that challenge would be, we're thinking, when will I mean, I don't want to just continue to live this, right?
You know, it's funny, the perception of this walk with Christ. Sometimes those of us that are, I'm going to say like myself, high achievers, I want to hurry up. I want to get to the next rung, and I want to just keep going and get to the top of this thing right away. And I want to do the 50-yard dash. I don't want to do the marathon, the 17-mile deal, right? And what we have here is a marathon, and we have to pace ourselves. See, we can burn out very quickly, no matter who we are and depending on what we're lit up about, you know. You can be a follower of Christ, and all of a sudden you decide that, hey, you want to help out those who are helping out women who are enslaved in prostitution and slave trading and all of that. So you get on board with something like that to try to do what you can and you just do it to the point of where all of a sudden that becomes all you think about. And that isn't necessarily what God has in store. You know, I have been aware of people telling me things, and sometimes I only hear I just see their mouth moving, right? And I just hear it, blah, 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 blah. I don't hear it. But every now and then I catch a pearl when I'm really wanting to hear from wisdom from someone. And someone telling me, said, you know, Raul, what is important that you find out exactly what God has gifted you for and what he's lit your heart up for. Because there's a lot of great things that you can do for the kingdom, but you're not designed to do all of them. Okay, even though you desire to, you want to. You want to help the homeless. You want to help the needy. You want to help those who are persecuted. You want to help those who have challenges and addictions. You want to be able to do all of these things. But that's not what you're called to do. We're to be kind and compassionate, okay? But it's not our responsibility. There is something that each of us have to be able to give away. To be able, it might be in a sense of being able to be an encourager like I am, in a sense, of being able to encourage other men to find out what it is that God, how he designed you, and then go down that path.
Amen.
Okay? You know, the guy who ends up opening up a chain of grocery stores, he isn't the truck driver, too. Mm. He needs truck drivers. He needs people to be able to put stuff on the shelf. He needs people to be able to manage those people and all, and so on and so forth. Okay, he is this is his job right here, to be the head, the shepherd, or whatever, the manager. Okay, we all have that, and what ends up taking place sometimes is that we get discouraged by burning out because all of a sudden it's got so many things to do. Mm-hmm. Because when we read scripture, as it talks about in Matthew, that you know the harvest is aplenty. The laborers are few.
Amen.
And so that's why when we do have that inkling, at least as a man told me, he said, hey, you know what? Find out what that one item is and keep it in the crosshairs and stay focused on that. Okay? In the crosshairs, I'm talking about looking through a scope, right? Realizing that, hey, that's where I need to focus, because there's going to be all sorts of distractions. And the enemy would love to be able to discourage us by saying, oh, yeah, you got more to do. There's people over there to help. There's people over there to help. There's so many things to do. You don't need much sleep. Just keep eating a lot of sugar, and it'll just keep it going, and caffeine.
There you go.
And then all of a sudden you're destroying the temple at the same time. So anyway.
Well, and it's finding that balance. This guy and a lot of the guys that you and I end up, you know, being drawn to or discipling are, you know, either in a battle or up for the battle or not sure, you know, somewhere in between, because we're all in a different place, all in a different journey. Mm-hmm. But we as men, I think, or most people, we tend to question, okay, why am I doing this? Okay, I mean, I find myself saying, okay, am I utilizing my time well? And not to be self-centered or selfish about it, but a lot of times I will go to God's word with, Am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right track? Am I being purposeful? Am I being intentional? Because I think we want to be.
Right.
So part of this guy's struggle with it was he saw where the healing was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
He was encouraged.
Yes.
But it was kind of that marathon. I don't think he thought he had the lungs for the marathon.
Right.
And so then it became an encouragement of looking at scripture, which he's on task about, of learning that reality. And I guess that's part of what I've learned. I could share with him a hope through a smile,
right,
and the prayer that I had with him, because I was him.
Right.
And I think that's where, so I got to tell you, Raul, that when I disciple men like this, and he was no exception. He didn't feel very strong, but I told him, I said, you don't feel strong right now. You're like in boot camp. But I said, make no mistake, brother. I said, God is preparing you for a greater work. There's going to be other men that are going to come into your life that are going to be in that same battle you're in right now, and you're going to be one of the guys that conquered it, and he's going to need to hear it from you. Yeah. So part of my encouragement to him was, yes, you're in this battle, but you will find that you're another warrior, another soldier, and other guys are going to need you to lock arms and pick them up along the way.
Absolutely. And,
so there was an encouragement in the battle. Just I couldn't seem to described him, where it's not like you get to this place, you go, okay, got that one licked. Let's get in the lazy boy and kick back here, kind of thing.
You know, so often we want to be able to give everything that we have toward that, but we also look at it as being in the secular world. This battle that we're in is not the battle of physical things, right? It's in the spiritual realm, okay? Because if we try to take on the enemy in physical realm, it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. He's going to kick our butt. And even if we try to beat him in the spiritual realm, he'll still kick our butt. That's why we need to submit to God and allow God to take care of this. He's the one that does the battle. You know, the enemy's already defeated. He knows that. He knows the end of the story. But what he's hoping to do is to be able to take more and more of us with him. Okay, those who don't know Jesus, those who are not willing to have a hard heart toward Jesus, he wants to take as many as possible instead of give that freedom for those who are going to be doing that. I wanted to just give a little information here for the guys who want to find out about, I mentioned gifting, spiritual giftings.
Yes.
In a sense. You can go to our website, bandofbrothersforchrist.org, and you can go to the free resource tab. And you click on that, and at the very bottom there, you'll have a spiritual gift assessment. Click on that. That's a free spiritual gift assessment, okay? It's not a test. It's not about seeing where you go on this sort of thing. And you answer it honestly. If you answer it honestly, you'll come to know who you are. Here's the key. If you're married, have your wife do it. Mm. And have her read yours. She'll be able to say whether you answered it correctly or not.
Yes.
You know, I'm telling you. But this is a big part of it. And this will help give you an idea. It won't be precise, but it's going to put you in the ballpark of where your heart is and what maybe how God wired you. Okay. And it doesn't cost anything. Just having to do a little bit of finger work on the computer, going to bandofbrothersforchrist.org, go to the free resource page, and click on that spiritual gift assessment, and then you go from there.
Amen. You know, that's so applicable even in the world.
Yes.
A lot of jobs.
Yes.
I've gone through those assessment tests.
Mm-hmm.
And they're amazingly accurate if you're honest with the answers. Mm-hmm. And it does cause you to have some reflection.
Yes.
For us, we want that reason, that why am I doing this kind of thing. And if we have like a spiritual assessment, we find that God has gifted in this way maybe we didn't recognize before.
Right.
Then
right.
Praise God.
Yes.
That's the weapon that I wear in warfare.
Yes, absolutely.
Kind of deal.
And this thing, I want to encourage you guys who are listening, and if you haven't done this, this is not a test. And so you don't try to figure out, this is what I'd like to be. This is where if you read a certain amount of or you don't read very much, don't say that you read a lot. You know, because you want to be able to have a higher position, and that's not how this works. God knows our heart. He knows what he created us for. All we're trying to do is just acknowledge it. Every one of us are important to the body of Christ. Every one of us. It doesn't matter what position that you see yourself in, okay, that you're sitting there going, oh, but I wish I was that. No, let's not let pride become part of
Amen.
Our desire. Pride is the one that at times is... has sunk my battleship a few times, okay? And
yes.
So we need to go from there.
Now, we'll refer to some scriptures. Did we want to?
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Let's jump on here, take a break, acknowledge some of those sponsors who support the ministries of our show, Debbie Chavez Show, and Carolyn Merriman Show. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to them for a moment or two. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Christmas is just around the corner, and it brings with it so many tantalizing aromas. The smell of the Christmas tree in the living room, Ah, the intoxicating aroma of the Christmas cookies fresh out of the oven. And, of course, the mouth-watering aroma of that Hempler's ham for your Christmas dinner. Be sure to order yours right away. The entire Hempler's collection of smoked meats are gluten-free and have no MSG added. And they're made with care from their family to yours, using the Hempler family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. It's an 80-year tradition that started out in their kitchen in Germany. Order your Hempler's ham right now at Hempler's.com.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com. Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. I've got Duke in the studio with me. And, you know, out of the book of Galatians chapter 5, I just want to read this. It says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the sinful manner. Rather, serve one another in love." I love this verse because it reminds me of something that I've always been brought up in my recovery from alcoholism and drug addiction. It says when you are overcome with the temptation, okay, to sin, okay, what would take the best thing of always securing not drinking or using in a sense is to go and help someone else.
Amen.
Okay?
Yep.
Because when we help others, we are benefiting them, not trying to run their lives, finding someone who's in need. There's always somebody in need for something, I'm telling you, brother. And what you end up doing when you're helping somebody else, guess who you're not thinking about? You're not thinking about you and what you don't have and things that are wrong, okay? So that's why the Lord says, hey, seek me above all things, right? And the second thing that you do, that most just as important, is to love others as you love yourself. You know, how do we love ourselves? Well, we take care of ourselves. If you're hungry, you eat. If you're thirsty, you drink something. If you're cold, you put something on to stay warm, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what, and it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It could be as simple, get this, you can be in the parking lot at any department store, and you just finish putting your stuff in the car, and you take your cart, and then you see someone, doesn't matter whether she's an old lady or a young man or whatever, just be kind and saying, hey, you almost done with that? I could take that for you. Oh, thank you so much, because they don't have to walk all the way down, okay? It's as simple as just thinking of somebody else, helping them out. That's what I'm talking about. Now, it could be more than that easily enough. But the fact is that when we start thinking about helping others, okay, not just little old ladies needing help to cross the street, but maybe that one gentleman looks like he might be lost. Can I help you find something? You know, a direction? It looks like you're looking. Yeah, I'm looking for the Chevron station. I don't, you know, whatever. You know, I don't know why it's the Chevron station. But anyway, the fact is just being helpful and thinking of others, you know, I'm telling you, that will keep you from this desire to go into the sinful nature.
I'll tell you, one of the things that encouraged this guy that brought this all to mind was more than the acts of kindness that you just mentioned that help inspire us. And we see that. One of the things that he shared with me was through this experience and through this walk and through this seeking, he was able to see others wounded in battle.
Yes.
That did not know where the Red Cross station was.
Yeah, amen.
And so that turned into a conversation of he never noticed those guys before.
Yeah.
But because he's wounded in battle, because now he's been in triage and he's now received some healing and he's preparing to go back out into the battle in a more serious way, he recognizes. No different than you and I might be with a group and you can tell one guy's using. Mm-hmm. Or you can, the guy's real somber, whereas normally he's talkative. You know. I mean, so we recognize this stuff. Mm-hmm. So there was a great encouragement in that as he's asking me, when does this end? And in the same breath, sharing experiences like, well, I could see this guy. Okay, well, it doesn't end. But you can find all kinds of joy through that. And what a great place to be in, Raul, where you see somebody wounded and you know that you can offer them some healing.
Yes.
You know, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. You know, so often when we sit there and we think, you know, when does this end? When do we get to that place of just kind of all of a sudden, I want the paradise. I want the beach with the white sand and the warm water and, you know, the little hammock underneath the palm tree and, you know. And,
that's what
and
we're
grapes
seeing,
or something,
right?
You know, and we're sitting there going, no, that's not what this is about. What we are designed for is first and foremost to live eternally with our Lord, with God the Father for eternity, God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, to be with him for eternity and to praise him. But, you know, before you're in our head, we only know what we know, and that's really limited. I mean, the scientists say, hey, we only use a small percentage of our brain already, and we think that we got it all together and we got it figured out. Hello, and God is the one who created all this for us to think with. So we can't put him in a box thinking that, okay, you know, I'm just wanting. No, we want our comfort is what it comes down to. And we want our pleasure. We have to be careful here because this is where sometimes we sit there and say, you know, I'm kind of tired of helping the people who are I'm tired of listening to the people who are complaining about their lives. I'm tired of actually getting that place of always having to pray for people. I don't mind praying, but I'm getting kind of tired of having to always do that. I need a little break from this. You know, be careful, brother, because the enemy is in the high grass. He knows how to push our buttons. He knows what our weaknesses are. You know, he does. And as a result of that, things will happen and take place. And all of a sudden, when you're sitting there, kind of going, I don't know if I really want to be here. Then all of a sudden, if you're at a men's ministry and the speaker says something that doesn't quite set right with you, oh, there it is. I don't like this place anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll never come back again because of what he said. And that's not it. It has to do with other things that have been taking place. Okay? There's not a fulfillment. But here's the deal that I love. And we're not necessarily setting up, a certain, here are 10 things to be able to do to assure you're knowing that you're not alone in this. One is that when we acknowledge that there's a problem, that we have a situation that is on our mind, we need to acknowledge that as a problem, okay? And I think the next thing is to actually be able to trust somebody enough. Now, you have to have somebody to go to. Mm-hmm. Not just talk to anybody. You talk to any Joe, they'll say, no, don't worry about that. No, you talk to those who are actually seeking God, who actually, you see the fruit of their walk.
Amen. There you go.
You see how they are. You see how they are with others, and you go to them. If you maybe already have a man like that in your life, but you haven't sought him out a little bit more, but he's been very patient with you. He's just listening to you. He's right there for you, waiting for you to call on him or whatever to share with him. That's when it begins, okay? When you start to seek someone that has been down that path. He doesn't know everything because he's a sinner, just like you and I. He's going to falter. He's human, just like you and I. But what he does have is he has experience. If I was climbing a mountain and I've never mountain climbed before, do I want to do this by myself or do I want to actually find somebody who's been down this path before?
Amen.
You know, give me somebody that can say, hey, you're going to have to do the walking and the climbing yourself, but you just follow me. Let me show you where you have to go. And you're going to learn as you go, but you have a guide. And that guide is someone who's been there before, okay? What better way of being able to assure that, hey, I'm not alone. This guy here is actually not going to lead me into darkness. He's not going to lead me into where there's a pit. Now, I'm going to have to be able to hold myself coming across a certain cliffside or something to be able to make sure I don't fall. You got to do that work yourself, but he's right there with you. Okay.
Amen. Well, and part of what this guy was asking me is because he's been seeking the counsel of others, he noticed something.
Yes.
And not to be, boastful or prideful, but the place that you and I are in now is a much different place than we were in some years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have we got it all figured out? Heck no. But we have the wisdom to know that we haven't got it figured out. In other words, I know what my first response is when I am face to face in the battle.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't used to know that.
Yes.
So for this guy, he's like, when do you arrive? And I said, well, I admit, I says, you don't arrive, but I will tell you that I'm armored up pretty good every day, and I didn't used to be.
Yeah.
And so I come out of the battle daily, maybe a little less, damaged or unscathed.
Yes.
But then I also admitted to him there was days that it got tiring, and sometimes it was pretty tough. But I could always go back to either relationship with others or a scriptural reference that said, you know what, stay in the battle because you're going to win this battle. And here's what it's like when you win. So a little bit of it was same as me. There are guys that I go to that I think are, I guess, more experienced, more grounded. So when I get spun out, I sometimes will go to the other guys, just like you were saying earlier.
Right.
But I'll tell you, he shows up, man, even this morning in the daily word that I get on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the fiery trials and all that and what comes up. But 1 Peter 4, I think it's 12 and 13. Yeah, 1 Peter 4, 12, 13, which is all about enduring that fiery trial. And do not be surprised by these things, because they're going to happen. It's just this reminder of that it does never go away. But in the same breath, I can find a scripture that says, and you will be strong in this.
Yes. Let's take a break. Yep. When we come back, let's talk about this armor that you mentioned, because many guys know about that sort of thing. But how many pieces of armor are there, and are they all necessary every day? We'll be right back. You're listening to Band Brothers Radio.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
Every life is unique. Every life has a purpose. So when it comes time to remember the life of a loved one who has passed on, Cascade Monuments can help memorialize that special loved one through a personally designed monument. Cascade Monuments can engrave stones with the image of a person's face, majestic mountain scenes, sailboats, and more. Some monuments even contain built-in solar-powered video screens, and at the push of a button, a video montage will reveal the loved one's life. Learn more by visiting CascadeMonuments.com.
Let me return to you again. Lord, let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. To light up my soul on fire.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. That's what you do. You run toward God until your heart's on fire. Just keep going. And, brother, I tell you, it will happen. That's a new song by, is it Third Day? I think it is that put that on. And that's when we have been put on at Band of Brothers for a while pretty regularly, because it just kind of just gets the guys going. And, see, I already get goosebumps just listening to it. And
amen.
We talked about the armor of God. We mentioned that so many times. We hear men talk about that sort of thing. And you can find the armor of God specifically, in a sense, where in the book of Ephesians. He mentions armor of God. Paul talks about it. Peter talks about it in other areas of the New Testament. But in the book of Ephesians, it talks about the armor of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, okay? And I'm just going to read just this one little portion here, just a part of this. So he goes on to let us know that our struggles are not of this world, right? It's, our struggles are not of flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. That's the whole purpose for it, is that you stand your ground, okay? And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, in which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. There it is. That's the armor.
Yes.
And I had said, do we need, how many pieces do we, do you take a piece a day? No, you need to put it all on each and every day. You're in a war zone. You know, when you're in a war zone, you have to be prepared for the unexpected. You have to, you know that there are, you have men that are on your team that are standing guard.
Amen.
Okay.
Yep.
So at night, so that you can sleep or be able to take care of the business that you need to take care of, because you can't always be at the battle. Okay. You have to be prepared because you could have an attack at any given time. All right.
So, so when do you get to take the armor off?
Brother, you know, in this case here, we have to acknowledge the fact that we have it. We trust in God. I think when we slumber, when we sleep, okay, I think that's the time when we trust in God, say, Lord, and he knows we need our rest. We thank him for giving us this. Thank you for the protection of my brothers who are on watch right now. See, if you're part of a ministry of men, there are men that actually continue praying for other brothers, okay? That those are the watchmen. We're watchmen for other men, okay? We all have our duty. We all have our time that we have to spend on watch, in a sense, okay? And in doing so, okay, we guard each other. We protect each other so that when the enemy does come, then the alarm will be sounded, and then you just take on, you've got your armor right there, and you put it on, and you go out and take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Amen. And I was able to, from my own experience, find, again, I went to Scripture. Is there rest? When is there rest? And you know what, brothers? There is Scripture that tells you how you receive that rest as well. And one example I can tell you is that because I ask God to show me what it is I'm to do today, or to learn today, or be his vessel, whatever that is, almost always after that morning prayer, something will show up. Mm. Different days, different ways. Mm-hmm. So this morning, here I go, I open my Jesus calling. And sometimes you're inspired, like, oh man, I got to call a bunch of guys and read this to them kind of thing. Well, this morning was particularly appropriate for the topic. It starts out, let me show you my way for this day. I guide you continually so you can relax and enjoy my presence in the present. There's an encouragement that there is peace in the eye of the storm. Living well is both a discipline and an art. Concentrate on staying close to me, the divine artist. Discipline your thoughts to trust me as I work my ways in your life. Pray about everything, then leave the outcomes up to me. Do not fear my will, for though it will accomplish what is best for you. Take a deep breath and dive into the depths of absolute trust in me. It was so inspiring to read that, because you and I have been to a place where we've seen that manifest. Mm-hmm. And I thought of this buddy of mine. As soon as I read that this morning, I just, you know, thank you, Lord, for showing me that encouragement in that.
Yeah.
But we still get back to how do we convey to somebody that how you get to that place. That place of understand. It's kind of like the 12 steps of the AA.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't one of them recognizing there's a wisdom that you that you don't understand, but you're willing to accept it.
I can't give you the shortcut.
Well, no, I haven't gone through AA, but I know there's a path.
But yes, the 12 steps of recovery. Yeah. You can the one that I have gone through have been through for Alcoholics Anonymous, for my alcoholism and my drug addiction. Okay. But there's also the 12 steps itself will be able to take a man through the challenges of everything that he has going on in his life. And it's a healing that takes place. The only absence in the wording is you remove the word alcohol, and in place of it, you put in there the challenges that I have, whatever it might be. It might be pornography. It might be gambling. It might be anger. It might be, you know, whatever it is. And let me tell you, this, you take it through, and you walk through this with someone who has been down this path before, because you don't want to venture down here by yourself. First and foremost, you'll get a little ways. You go, you know, I don't want to do this, because you know what? The last thing that men want to do is take a look at ourselves.
Yeah.
In the book of James, it talks about that, hey, a man will come and look at himself in the mirror, and he'll see himself and immediately turn away and forget what he saw.
Yep.
Because I don't want to look there, because I don't like what I see. Or I don't like what I used to be. I haven't given myself that opportunity to be cleansed and healed from that sort of thing. And that's what the 12 steps actually does. And it all comes from Scripture.
Yes.
It all comes from Scripture. And it's Scripture-based. As a matter of fact, we're doing something on, we have Valiant Warriors. It's a portion of the ministry. It's 12-step recovery. And we're actually at the end of July here, the first part of August, we're going to be going through and walking through the workbook, okay, of doing this thing. And we will actually be doing this so that men can stay focused on what it is maybe God wants them to be focused on and what to let go of. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. I want to add something to what I'm saying right now.
All right.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Bannon Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
If you're a man that is struggling with alcohol, drugs, pornography, money issues, gambling, there is hope for you. On Monday nights, we have Valiant Warriors, and I invite you to come and check this out. You will come to learn very quickly that you're not alone in your challenge, that there's no judgment nor condemnation. A group of men who are willing to say, I need help. If you live in Whatcom County, come and check us out on Monday nights, every Monday night at 6 p.m. You will not regret it, because there is hope and you can break free. For more information, go to bandofbrothersforchrist.org and click on Valiant Warriors. Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. We have a few moments left here, and I just want to kind of wrap up a little bit about what I was, not really wrap it up, but just kind of come to a closure on it in a sense. What it comes down to is that everything points to what the Lord has given us in His directions through His Word in the Bible. It's all about Jesus, and Jesus reminds us over and over again, there's only two things that are important, that you love me first above all things, with everything you got, and then you love others.
Yep.
Nowhere in there is it say anything about me. You know, so when I hear about the gentleman that came up to you and said, hey, when have I arrived? Brother, you are just beginning. You are just beginning. So here's the deal. Pay attention to those who have been down this road before. They're going to say, hey, listen, don't get too anxious here. Cast all your anxieties on the Lord. He says, don't get anxious about anything. I'm going to be able to reveal what it is you need to do, and I'm going to let this individual, he's going to help you down this path. He may not help you down the whole path. He may be able to help you just down this certain path. And then someone else, God's going to put somebody else in your path to take over from there. This is what I love about the Word of God, is that it comes alive when we read it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we have received from God." So in other words, we give away what he has given to us. Okay? We acknowledge to those that we talk to, listen, here it is, man. Praise God that you're on this track and that you're seeking him. But let me tell you, don't go too fast. This is a long race we're on. Let's pace ourselves.
Amen.
Let's take it one day at a time. Just for today, what can I do to be able to stay with my commitment that I've given to the Lord, but just do it just for today, to do the very best I can of being a reflection of Jesus Christ. Not that I have to go out and paint my hair different colors and stand on a corner with a sign saying John 3:16. Well, if God lays it on your heart, then maybe it's what you need to do. But the likelihood is that there's already a guy that's been doing that. Maybe there's something else for you to do,
yes.
Like being kind and saying, "Hey, can I take that cart and put that away for you?" Or something falls off a shelf. You know, somebody walks by something, knocks it over in a store, and they keep walking because they didn't know they knocked it over. You just pick it up instead of walking right by it. You know, what is it that we can do to be able to be a reflection of Jesus? You know, to be able to see others the way that Jesus sees them. Well, we just ask him. Ask him, and he'll be able to let us know. Our producer, I tell you what, she's having a good day today. You know? But anyway, brother, this is a good topic, man. This is some good stuff. And for those of you who are just in challenge times right now, know this. When you think you're at the end of your rope, he'll give you more. Would you pray for our brothers?
Yes, thank you. Your Heavenly Father, I just pray that this was encouraging and inspiring to those that needed to hear it, to know that we are in a battle, and it doesn't go away, but we can find such peace and comfort in that, in your word and in your presence, in your precious name. Amen.